Good morning, Baltimore. Or rather, good morning, Atlanta. That song, of course, is the famous number from the 1988 John Waters film Hairspray. Hairspray was later turned into a Broadway musical, and now it's adapted for a live television performance, directed by none other than Atlanta's own Kenny Leon. The Tony Award-winning director also headed up last year's acclaimed live telecast of The Wiz. I caught up with Kenny a few weeks ago before another long day of rehearsal. Kenny, after the excitement and success of The Wiz live on NBC last year, expectation is high for Hairspray this year. How was it decided that Hairspray would be this year's show?
I have no idea how Hairspray was decided, but I'm so glad that it was. You know, I know that Bob Greenblatt, the head of the network, who was, you know, so passionate about these live musicals and, you know, started this whole thing with Sound of Music and then Peter Pan, of course, The Wiz. And so I know he's put a lot of faith and trust in Neil Marin and Zayton, who are the executive producers, and I know that they are most interested in the generational and the multiracial diversity that you find in many of these projects. So Hairspray was, you know, it was timely. It's about respecting each other. It's about embracing each other, regardless of size, race, sexual identity, and it's a feel-good, fun musical. I've never been blessed to have a cast this amazing. I mean, Ariana Grande is a pop cultural icon, but she is indeed a great artist and a great actress, and the world just doesn't know that yet. And I don't think people have seen the best of Jennifer Hudson yet. And Jennifer Hudson would do something in this telecast that will blow the world away. I already know that. And Harvey Firestein, you know, such an iconic figure, you know, anchoring this whole team down. He's so perfect for it. And then we worked together on The Wiz. So to have him write this telecast and also to star in it alongside Martin Short, which is just a beautiful relationship between the two. And, of course, Matty Balio, who another young girl, just like Shanice Williams for The Wiz, no one knew of her. But this girl, she's magic. She's butter. Butter. But it is huge. It is scary. But hopefully it will be really rewarding, especially given, you know, what happened a couple Tuesdays ago in terms of where we are politically in the country. I think this is as an artist, this is what we do to say what kind of country we want to live in, because this is a musical about America for all of us, regardless of our birthplace, regardless of why we're here, regardless of the color of our skin or our size or our shape.
Wow, this is hugely ambitious. I had no idea with all you're doing. Well, we're certainly going to be lined up at the viewing party with True Colors here. Can you mention these iconic actors you're working with in addition to the young emerging talent? Harvey Firestein is reviving his role from the original Broadway run, and I know you became close last year working together on The Wiz. What has Harvey had to impart to you or the rest of the cast about the show, having played such a huge part in it years ago?
Well, Harvey just always reminds us that it's the story that keeps on giving, you know? Whenever any version of this has been embraced by, you know, thousands of people, and the piece itself has a great heart. All we have to do is find the truth of it. So with doing it for television, Harvey's not done that yet. So he doesn't want to be, you know, too big, you know, and the people who have done a lot of television, they don't want to be too small. So my main job is trying to define the right tone for the piece. And have it come off as honest, authentic, and real. But clearly, it's you know, Harvey just has a great heart. There's not a racist or sexist bone in him, And that's at the heart of what Hairspray is about.
Yeah, you know, in preparation for talking to you, yesterday I went back and watched the original film, and I was struck by how beautifully it touches upon, in its time, in its setting in the early 1960s, the importance of racial harmony and racial integration, why it's important not to judge people by their outward appearance, which may be different, at a time when bullying has become, dare I say, fashionable, if not so prevalent on social media and frighteningly in person. It seems this show has even more to bring as a message than we'd otherwise expect from a lighthearted Broadway musical.
Oh, yes. Hairspray is more than lightweight. You know, it's just a feel-good, fun musical. And I think if people see this version of it, it's not like any other version of it. And it's like people say, what's different? What do you bring to it? And I say, well, all you have to do is just think of my body of work up until this point. Well, that's going to be layered on the top of this production of Hairspray. And I have a cast that is willing to listen and move and honor that. So it's all these topics are timely and important and been going on far too long, you know, and we destroy the beautiful that is in us, you know, when we hate on each other. And it's a shame that, you know, 250 years later, we're still dealing with this in our country. You know, we've been dealing with from the beginning, and hopefully Hairspray will get into, you know, 25 million homes, and people will see, they will see the story, understand the story, and try to figure out how they can apply these values to their lives.
And we'll all be watching it together and singing and cheering and dancing. You mentioned your body of work, Kenny. One of the initiatives, the projects I know dearest to you is the August Wilson monologues. And I know how you love working with teenagers, with youth. And watching the clip of how you let Maddie know that she landed the role of Tracy was such a joy. Wow, did you pull that one off? Oh, with a serious face.
I'm sorry. Harvey sent me a scene I need her to look at. It's a new scene.
Okay.
You don't mind just looking at it. And if you would read straight forward to camera.
Okay. The role of Tracy Turnblad in NBC's Hairspray Live will be performed by Maddie Bellio. Oh my gosh! Thank you!
We're so happy to have you.
I want to call my mom.
Hello?
Hey, Mom. I'm Tracy. I love you.
I love you, too.
Walt, oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So get ready to work.
But I thought that said a lot about you, you know, just the surprise element, letting her revel in that moment, and then, okay, now get down to work, you know?
Yeah, it's always, I try to remind myself, you know, that's why I wear tennis shoes to this day, you know, in honor of my grandmother, who reminded me always to stay grounded and just remember you're just a country boy from the South. And so when I see people like Maddie Bellio or Shanice Williams from Wiz, you know, these are people who had no idea how to get to this side of our profession, you know, and so to be able to help them start their professional journey off in a manner that brings some eyeballs to their tremendous talent, there's a certain sense of pride in that and joy in that, and I'm just glad I can be a part of Maddie's journey, because she's the real deal.
Well, Kenny, you re-energized the musical on television. You certainly enlivened the live TV audience for music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I think it's going to be huge and timely and important and fun. And there'll be moments when you might want to cry as well. But it's what great art gives us. So I'm looking forward to it. And it's just moving so fast and I can't slow it down. So December 7th is coming.
Here we go. So much love to you.
Thank you, love.